This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. January 10th through to the 18th is Snowmobile Safety Week. The Mercer area snowgoers would like to remind you that great trails start with responsible riders. Speed, awareness, and preparation matter every ride, every time. Be sure to carry a first aid kit and dress appropriately. Your kit should include a flashlight, knife, compass, map, and waterproof matches. Remember to always wear a helmet with goggles or face shield to prevent injuries from twigs and flying debris, and wear layers of water-repellent clothing and make sure you have no loose ends that might catch in the machine or tangle in equipment. Be prepared for any situation. You can find more tips on the Mercer Area Snowgoers Facebook page. Sunday, February 1st, over at South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville, there's a fundraising breakfast for Team Seal, featuring South Fork's made-from-scratch pancakes, fabulous French toast, fresh cinnamon rolls, savory sausage, eggs, and hash browns. There will also be raffles and more as they kick off the 2026 season. Everyone is welcome, only $12 per plate, and kids 5 and under eat free. Interested athletes and families are also welcome to stop by to talk to the coaches and check out the program. Any questions, you can call Mark at 715-820-3707. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, February 1st, over at South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville from 8 a.m. to noon. After 2 years of unseasonable weather, the Sealy Hills Classic is finally back to its traditional course. Here's Maddie Schaefer with more.
The Sealy Hills Classic is the second largest annual classic cross-country ski event held on the American Birkebeiner Trail. It featured a 42K classic and a 22K classic race and is an American Birkebeiner qualifying race.
This race was started to make sure that classic skiing stayed alive in the region and in the area and to kind of celebrate that traditional technique.
That's Christy Mackey, event director for the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation. She says for the past 2 years, the Sealy Hills Classic hasn't been held on its traditional hillside course near the 00 trailhead in Sealy. Poor snow conditions forced organizers to move the race to the American Birkebeiner Trailhead in Cable, where skiers competed on a looped 5-kilometer course, with snowmaking helping to keep the trails in shape. After 2 winters away from the hills, the race finally returned to its original course in Sealy this year.
That's the traditional venue where this event has been held since the 80s. So we're really excited to be back here. With the last 2 years of low snow, we've had to be up at the American Birkebeiner Trailhead, and it's really nice to be back in Sealy.
After the races, participants gathered for the post-race party at the Sawmill Saloon, enjoying food, music, and a chance to celebrate with fellow skiers. Later on, awards were handed out, including the Penman Award for the top 3 male and female finishers in the full race. Prizes were $1,000, $250, and $125. Age group winners were also recognized in both the full and half races, with categories ranging from under 19 to 70 and older.
If there's anyone out there still out and about on your snowmobile, the Ashland County Sheriff's Office would like to remind you to please obey the laws. As winter continues, so do the complaints on trespassing snowmobiles riding on roadways, across private property, and operating dangerously near roadways. Remember, no one under 12 may operate a snowmobile. Ages 12 to 15 must have a valid snowmobile safety certificate. Obey all traffic signs and speed limits. Never operate under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Stay 10 feet off of U.S., state, and county highways. Ride off of the roadway on town roads. And use caution when riding adjacent to or crossing a highway or roadway. Remember to also obey no trespassing signs. And stay on marked roads. Ride safe and ride legal. Tuesday, January 13th from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., there's a blood drive over at the Phillips Municipal Building, hosted by the AmVets Ladies Auxiliary 50. Remember, eat iron-rich foods, hydrate, sleep well, wear comfy clothes, have your photo ID, and 16-year-olds have a signed permission form. They kindly request that you schedule with Dolores in advance. You can reach her at 715-339-6177. And once again, this is taking place Tuesday, January 13th, from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. over at the Phillips Municipal Building. This is the fourth year you can send Valentine's Day cards to veterans living at Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs facilities around the state. Here's Maddie Schaefer with more.
Since the program began in 2023, over 80,000 Valentine's Day cards have been sent in and distributed to members and veterans. Secretary of Veterans Affairs James Bond says this program spreads so much happiness because of the outpouring of support and love to veterans. These cards will be delivered to veterans living in VA facilities in Chippewa Falls, King and Union Grove, as well as residents in the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program. You'll need to mail your cards by January 31st for timely arrival. They can be sent to Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Attention Veteran Valentine's, P.O. Box 7843, Madison, Wisconsin 53707.
I'm Austin Burmain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Badgers on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers getting ready for Thursday night's road game at Penn State. Tip-off time 6 p.m. Wisconsin with a four-game winning streak after beating Rutgers 96-87 before a packed house in Madison. Nick Boyd had 32 points and 9 assists. Head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously, Nick Boyd was really good. That his ability to attack specifically against that defense, we were going to have people break him down. Obviously, like I said, a really good 20 in the first and get figured out for the second 20. So we need to be much better than that.
And the Wisconsin women's team with a dramatic 94-92 win in double overtime over Oregon last night. Badgers head coach Robin Pinchton.
You know, we don't talk about this a lot, but we've got four players in that starting lineup that haven't played in the Power 5 level before. Couldn't be more proud of them, but I'm more proud of them for that locker room than I am the scoreboard tonight.
That's the Badgers head coach Robin Pinchton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a cold one today, mostly sunny. Our high 2 below 0 with a wind chill in the teens to near 20 below here for much of the day today. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold again with a low of 14 below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine 5 above with more light snow possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.